From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And this is Diane Reeves.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do for you.
Whether it's contemporary compositions or jazz favorites, Diane Reeves has a way of taking music and making it her own. She sings whatever she likes, however she likes.
What a little moonlight can do for a little baby. What a little moonlight can do.
Diane Reeves is a master of vocal improvisation. When she's singing in that style known as scat, she explores her entire voice and finds every possibility in a musical phrase. She was discovered 3 decades ago performing with her high school ensemble, blowing away audiences with a bold, elastic voice that stretched standards in new directions. She's since been compared to the great ladies of jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Betty Carter. On the occasion of her new CD and a concert tour, we sat down with Diane Reeves to talk about improvisation, how she uses her voice to fire off riffs and tones and syllables with the intricacy and the artistry of a saxophone solo.
The beginning of even knowing how to improvise is phrasing. Technically, you know about the harmony and you know how the song moves, and so you know how to get in and out and around, but it's also the lyrics of the song. When I take a lyric and look at it, I only sing songs that really kind of address me in some sort of way, my heart, my life, my whatever. And I have an understanding of it. And I think improvisation really comes from that. It's like the essence beyond the lyrics. Part of the improvisation, like at the end, that's almost like a statement on a melody that you would hear from the circus. You know, it's just an ability to really be able to hear the harmony and to do a variation on a theme or to use other melodies that fit with the harmonies that make you feel a certain way.
And do you have different kinds of sounds that you call upon depending on the kind of music that you're singing? I mean, are there certain songs that would call for much more vowel-y, long sorts of syllables, and others that would where you'd want more of a staccato sound?
Oh, you know, it's really interesting. It's just something that comes out. A lot of different vocalists do it in different ways, like, for instance, Betty Carter, Ella Fitzgerald, or even Sarah Vaughan. I think it's something that is just unique to your voice, and you just allow whatever the syllables, whatever the feeling of the lyric, just come out of your mouth.
So every time I heard you sing this song, it would be different?
Absolutely. Every time.
Don't you know that I'm all smiles, darling? You'd be too if you knew, darling, all of my smiles were for you. I'm all chills, darling.
Does this give you, this kind of vocalese, give you a different kind of communion with your band?
Oh, absolutely. I've always looked at the bands that I've had as co-creators, an extension of my sound, or we're an extension of each other's musical personalities. And the improvisation allows a kind of freedom away from the lyrics. You know, they accompany me as though I was a horn player. And this brings about a whole different experience in the music.
Someone to dance with, laugh with, and cry for. And that someone is you. Bebele, your baby. Oh, bye, oh, bye, oh, oh, oh.
A lot of times I close my eyes and I listen, I stand deep into the band. I'm usually near the drums. I'll hear certain things that the drums play. I'll maybe answer him or, you know, start something there. Or I hear something that the bass player's playing that feeds the idea that has come about, you know, in this moment, and I'll address that. And so there's this whole very complex, it's not so complex. It's like three people having a conversation. And, you know, we started out with religion, now we're talking about politics, you know. I mean, it could be anything. I don't think of it in those terms, but it moves like that.
Little baby, baby, baby. Little, little baby. Baby, do it, do it, baby. Oh,
when did you start this?
I guess very, very early on. When I first started singing, I used to sing and I would learn a melody of a song, and then I would start kind of messing with the melody. For instance, like on You Go to My Head. You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, I might sing. You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. I might do something like that. But early on, I remember my uncle would say, stick to the melody, learn the melodies of the songs first, and then venture out.
You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head.
You really are painting a picture.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of having the color of improvisation, the palette, I will say, because you can paint a picture. And I've always loved lyrics that you can see and taste. And I always try to make the listener see it, feel it, taste it.
Because I knew I was going to talk to you about scat today, I tried to do some research. And there's quite a lot of debate about this, so I'm hoping that you can help us settle this. What do you know about the origins of scat music?
Well, you know, I've always understood that the father of this art form was Louis Armstrong. And I think that it probably even goes back farther than that. Improvisation is something that even happens in the church. I mean, people don't call it that, but a lot of times in spiritual gospel music, when the singer does what we call a run, that's a kind of improvisation. So I think it's probably all through African tradition that improvisation has been something that has been very, very important to allow the spirit to speak.
I never have been handed much. I never have demanded much. I just want money, a nice position, and loads of lovely love. I never have expected much. I never have rejected much. I want my dinner, some smart conversation, and loads of lovely love.
Diane, since you're one of the few artists that does carry on this tradition, do you feel like you're in some ways keeping this art form alive?
You know, I never think about it that way. I mean, I love this tradition, and I know that there's just, you know, you can continue to move forward in it. It is ever evolving, and I've sung all kinds of music. But I'm very, very happy to say that there are a lot of young vocalists coming up that people will hear great things from, that I've had the opportunity to hear and to work with. And the tradition is very, very much alive and will continue to evolve.
Diane Reeves, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Diane Reeves, her new CD is called A Little Moonlight.
Nice old nightmare, dawn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darling.